Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Hey, you know it's Taz and Moose.
You know it's Taz and Moose. Hey. Coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios, National Mortgage Lender. Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, make sure to mortgage confidently. It is Taz and the Moose with you each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on CBS Sports Radio. 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 3 to 6 Pacific, we go 206 on Sirius XM, our affiliates all across the country, and we thank them each and every day. Radio.com and Apple Podcasts, you can download our podcast each and every day as well. If you can't be with us live, take us wherever you might be going. And Taz, an interesting Tuesday morning. Brian Baldinger will join us coming up in about 20-plus minutes from now, so looking forward to that, run around the National Football League with him, but you know, coming off Monday night's action, it's really about the Packers and their miraculous victory once again at home, this time at the hands of as they took down the San Francisco 49ers. The Milwaukee Brewers now with a 2-1 series lead after the 4-0 victory last night in Los Angeles over the Dodgers. The NBA is back, but really it's kind of a Milwaukee kind of a morning.
Yes.
After what we saw last night.
We're not talking Bucks right now.
No, we're not. To the chagrin of Seglia.
Well, I'll talk about the Bucks. No. I could just picture all the happy Milwaukee fans, Wisconsin fans sitting at the house, two TVs going.
Enjoying it.
Chunks of cheese on the table. The families are laughing. There's Swiss. There's Munster. There's Jarlsberger.
Jarlsberg.
That one. There's mozzarella. Maybe they don't do that over there. But they do cheese over there. Maybe there's ricotta. I don't think they do cheddar. They do the cheddar.
Big fans of cheddar.
Big cheddar over there. Curds. The curds. They do the cheddar. And over here in the Northeast, the you do mozzarella. Curds. And over there, they do the cheddar.
Yes.
So that's the thing. But they're eating cheese, watching the Brewers.
Yes.
Watching
cheese,
the Packers.
Beer, and brats.
Yeah, I love the brats.
Yes.
And, you know, I love beer.
That's exactly right.
Just pound beers.
Last night would be a night where if I were a Milwaukee Brewer fan, I'd have a hard time sleeping. As we had a Brewer caller, call us last hour, I'd have a hard time sleeping because I'd be so excited about the possibilities. They are 6 wins away from a World Series. 6 victories
That's
away
amazing.
From a World
That's
Series.
That's amazing. I don't think it's going to happen.
But you can think about it.
I
think Houston's
crazy.
The better team.
Yes, yes.
I think it's going to be Astros Brewers. I said that from the onset before the playoffs start. I think they're going to get there.
Yeah.
But if you get to the World Series and it's Houston Milwaukee, I mean, you're a Brewer fan, you got to be fired up.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of Brewers fan, I got a social media update. This is from Troy Jensen at GSAD325. Thank you for at least giving our Brewers the light of day. Most sports talk says we never have a chance. Hashtag this is my crew. Hashtag respect. Thank you, Troy. And you can send any message you like over to Taz and the Moose on the Twitter. That's at Taz and the Moose on the Twitter machine. And that's that.
There you go. Very that's nice.
There you go, Troy.
Let's get to some pigskin pileup.
All righty.
It's now time for the pigskin pileup. Taz and Moose circle the wagons around the NFL.
Taz and the Moose.
Yes. Well, we do circle the wagons,
I'll
though.
Never let
do
it
we
go.
Not?
Yeah, we do.
We do circle the wagons.
Yeah.
Let's start in Pittsburgh, shall we? Because after the report 2.5 weeks ago from Jeremy Fowler, ESPN, that Le'Veon Bell will be back with the team sometime between week 7 and week 8.
I can't figure this out.
Now.
Dude, come on. Now. Never ending.
Telling everybody how he misses football, right? He's tweeting about James Conner. Le'Veon Bell has not contacted the Steelers. Reportedly does not expect to be back this week.
James Conner might be the only guy who doesn't want him back.
He might be back. The next time might be back would be next Monday, October 22nd.
Bro, there's a lot of qualifiers on this. I got to be honest.
I agree with you.
Maybe.
Taz, honestly, Le'Veon Bell should just go away.
Just tap out.
Just go away.
It's just enough.
Honestly,
you go play baseball.
Just go do something else. It gets to a point here where it's like either you're going to report or not.
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly, stop playing with my emotions. Either you're going to play or not. I've been having you on my bench on my fantasy team. I know nobody cares about my fantasy team.
Can't be half pregnant.
My team's terrible.
Your team sucks. You can't be half pregnant. We can't relate to that, but you get the point. You can't be on the fence.
You're in or you're not.
In or out. It's that simple. Pick it up, left bell. I'm sick of hearing this.
Well,
sick
either report or you don't.
It's a hot take. It's a hot cheese. It's hot anything. Sick of it, Moose. Sick of it.
I'm with you.
Hot cheese.
There was fallout. So Le'Veon Bell, if you don't know, still no word of whether or not he... Well, right now, not officially, but reports are that he does not plan to report to the team this week.
So maybe is he back next or not? Monday. Do we know?
Maybe next Monday, October 22nd.
So he just has, like, whatever he wants to do, he just does. So maybe. I'll see
Yeah, basically. Whatever he wants to do, he does.
It's like you know, I think I'll change my number. I want to change my number to 84. Well, yeah, but that's it. I want the number. I can do whatever he wants. I'll be 7. That's Big Ben, right? 7?
He's a headache.
I
would not pay them. I
want to be 7
as an organization.
Now.
Oh, okay, if I owned a team, I would not be paying.
I really would. I mean, he's a tremendous player, but I got to tell you, I mean, they're sitting at 3-2-1 right now. Right? Kind of played good. You know, 2 TDs, over 100 yards rushing. He's running the rock pretty good.
Yes.
He's not going to give you a headache. He's a guy who really battled through real life issues. Okay, real life health issues with cancer and survived. This kid's got amazing character. That's well documented. I'm running with him, dude. Pun intended. You know?
Fallout of the Buccaneers and Falcons game. And there were reports down in Tampa, Taz. And we know that the Bucs played well. And we mentioned at the end of the game had the opportunity on the flea flicker to try and win it late. And rolls out of bounds just off the hands of DeSean Jackson, or it would have been a walk-in go-ahead touchdown.
Mm.
But coming off that game, there were a lot of reports in the Tampa area that their defensive coordinator, Mike Smith, could be on the way out. And it became official yesterday that Mike Smith, the former Falcons head coach, former Jaguars defensive coordinator, before he became Falcons head coach, was indeed fired.
Mm.
So he is done. They're one of the worst defenses in the National Football League. They are an absolute and complete sieve. They added Jason Pierre-Paul from the Giants in the offseason. So all those initial reports are true. As Dirk Cutter is in CYA mode, trying to preserve his job and trying to do anything that he could to basically take the steam off of him. Mike Smith out as DC. I think he'll be a coach, you know, after the season someplace else, but the results just was not there, and he had to go.
This Falcons team, man, I mean, who would have thunk it, right? With the weapons they have, with the player, you know, Julio Jones and Sanu and
The Falcons have suffered a rash of injuries, which we've talked about defensively.
Absolutely. Defensively, not right, exactly. I'm just saying, it goes to show, and we the cliche, defense wins championships and all that jazz. There's a plethora of truth to that, because this Falcons team just, it's like a completely different squad. They're not a threat against anybody.
The Falcons, right. They take on the Giants this Monday night at home.
Maybe they are a threat to somebody.
Well, they might be a threat to the Giants, who are awful and a 1-5 team. And speaking of Big Blue, they're going to be sticking with Eli Manning at quarterback, even though they are 1-5. And this might be the end of Eli. It might be. As a Giant, after the season comes to an end, if they get rid of him, Taz, it cost them $6 million in cap money next year. And now they're getting the reports. It's interesting when a season goes awry. Before the year, remember we talked about the Giants. They're all in. Gettleman's in his 60s. He said we're trying to win right away.
Yeah.
They looked at Manning as being championship window is still open. Now you're getting stories leaked out from, well, the Giants never really thought they were that good. It's more of a rebuild.
Yeah, and that's not
true.
That's
not true.
That's BS.
That's complete and utter BS. Talk about CYA mode.
Absolutely.
The Giants are trying to spin it to you to where they say, we all expect it to be this bad.
Trying to spin it.
The Giants never expected to be 1-5 this year.
Yeah, no, they did not. They wanted to win. They got Beckham. They got the kid from Penn State, Barkley. Give me a break. Sick everybody with all this. Liars. They don't realize what they're saying. Liars. What you said to the press. We remember.
Brutal. Absolutely.
It's two hot takes in one segment.
Completely. Hot cheese.
Utterly brutal. What's got a ride down in Jacksonville?
It's perfect for Wisconsin, right? The hot cheese?
Yeah, it is. That, right? No doubt.
It's like, what do you call the hot cheese at the Mexican restaurant?
Queso?
Queso. Yeah, we should call it segment Hot Queso. That's kind of what hot cheese is, right? It's melted cheese.
I like hot cheese.
You don't think you want to do like maybe Hispanic version?
I don't think we have to go.
How do you say hot in Spanish? Anybody know how to say hot? Was it El Caliente? No, I don't know. How
do you
say
fuego?
Fuego? Fuego!
En fuego.
En fuego.
En fuego. Wait, what do you call the cheese? Melted queso. En fuego queso!
Yes, we should do
amigos.
That. Really confuse the audience.
En fuego queso, amigos!
Yes.
Sorry, I went a little off the rails.
No, that's all right. That's all right. Let me try and bring it back for a second here. We could go in fuego queso, no doubt.
You say it better, actually.
Yes. The Jacksonville Jaguars, Taz, things have gone awry. We knew the struggles of Bortles at times. Even though last year he announced a nice bounce forward, he's regressed this year. What's gone wrong with that Jaguar defense? The point where Jalen Ramsey is now quiet, answering questions with one word, after his team gets utterly and completely embarrassed in Dallas on Sunday. The Jaguars seem to put everything in the basket of beating the Patriots at home earlier in the regular season, Taz. And after that, they've taken monumental steps backwards. I mean, we're going to learn a little bit of something about Doug Marrone and this coaching staff to be able to try and right the ship here, because that defense looks like a beaten defense.
Again, shocking. I mean, that's the turn. It's like to see this defense play, and Jalen Ramsey, like his tongue fell out. He's Butthurt Jones. Like, he's not saying
that. That's a bad job by Ramsey. If you're going to run your mouth when things are going well,
be consistent.
You better be there answering questions and being as eloquent when the team is struggling, too.
Got beat up. Yes. They made Beasley.
I mean, that's one of the rules we have on our radio show every morning.
What is that? What's the rule? Tell me.
Basically, good day, bad day.
Right.
Marconi winner or not, you've always got to bring the A game.
You bring the A game, you bring the friggin' wood.
Right.
It's got to be there. And fuego queso. Yes,
and
that's
fuego
right.
Fuego queso.
I'm stuck on that.
I know you are.
But you know what? The Jaguars defense.
I'm
going to
be getting a text about that later on.
We should do like a.
About 320 this afternoon.
An open.
Over under. The segment you take over under 320 this afternoon. Post Taz nap.
I'll take the under today.
It kind of happened on the talk back. I was like,
today's Tuesday, so it'd be the under.
Post-Taz nap. Oh, my God. Too much. You're killing me. Back to the Jaguars.
Yes.
Yeah, they got some problems defensively, which is surprising. They were on fire all last year. Everything was amazing. Like, you know, I don't know, man. I don't know what happened here. I don't know. But they made Beasley look like a stud. He played great. And
the other thing they've got to rectify, if I were the Jaguars, look at what the Dallas Cowboys did to him. They spread him out, stretched him out, and they minimized the impact of that defensive line. And that's something that they've got to rectify quick, because, Taz, you and I have watched enough football over the years. It's a copycat league.
Yeah.
Once you show an issue, an Achilles heel, teams are going to exploit that until you're able to rectify that issue.
Game film city. You're exactly right. Well said. I mean, that's exactly what that's what happens. They see you'll see a chink in the armor, and then what happens is the other teams will sit there during film. So, guaranteed, that's what the Texans are doing. They're sitting there, and even they stink too. But they're sitting there with their guys, and they're going over this Jaguars defense where these holes are. So, no, we'll see.
The four young quarterbacks in the NFL continue to be a storyline. Mayfield in Cleveland, Darnold with the Jets, Allen with the Bills, Rosen with the Arizona Cardinals, and even Lamar Jackson in some intriguing offensive packages, getting a little bit of burn with the Baltimore Ravens as well, as Baltimore is off to a 4-2 start through the first 6 weeks of the NFL regular season.
Never would have thought that.
But hands down right now, Taz, he got a lot of heat throughout the course of the preseason. Remember, we're in Romo right here on CBS Sports Radio, said in due time, he thinks that Darnold has the potential to be the best quarterback in the National Football League. He's been impressive.
I wouldn't go that far, but yeah, he's been impressive.
And that's what Romo had to say. But Darnold has been impressive, and I think Darnold this past week against the Indianapolis Colts, and I get it's the Colts, Taz, I think he played his best football. Nearly 80% completion percentage, 24 of 30, I believe he was, for 280 yards, 2 touchdowns, and a pick.
Listen, I think of Sam Darnold, and I'll ask you what word. One word comes to mind when I think of him. Poise.
That's a good one.
He plays with poise.
He does.
Such a young guy.
Calm, cool demeanor.
He really does,
he
man.
Does.
He just seems, And that's, you know, that's playing big-time college ball and having coaches, you know, rely on you. And it's your own demeanor. It's just his demeanor. He's got poise, and he's in control. It's very impressive.
It is a very, very impressive, Taz. The Jets are excited about it. I think all four teams are excited about what Rosen's going to be in Arizona, Mayfield in Cleveland. Josh Allen hopefully is able to get over this UCL injury in his elbow right quick. But the positive signs that he has shown. But I think really right now the most polished of the four is Darnold with the Jets. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. A little pigskin pile up. And, you know, Taz, before we go to break, got to mention it quick because, you know, a legendary tech mogul and the Seahawks owner, the Blazers owner, Paul Allen, 65 years of age, announced a couple weeks ago, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma had returned, had battled it, I think in 2009, had been put in remission, had returned, and he lost his battle after just announcing it 2 weeks ago that it had returned. He lost his fight with cancer. He's done a lot of, and I never had the opportunity to interview Paul Allen, but everything you heard from Mark Cuban yesterday on Twitter, everything that he did, certainly, one of the guys that, with Microsoft and a billionaire,
yeah.
What he did with the Seahawks and the Blazers, just a humanitarian as well, donated a lot of his money. We lost a legend yesterday in Paul Allen at 65.
Yeah, it's sad. I mean, that's young. That's 65 is not... I don't look at that as an old person. No, I don't. I really don't. I mean,
I was surprised he was that young.
Yeah. It seems like he had a great career, great life. And, it's sad. So, his family's in everyone's hearts and his the people he's worked with for all the years and the success he's had. It's very sad.
Yeah. And one of the things I learned about him yesterday, Taz, I didn't know this. He was a great guitarist.
Well, I had no idea. Really?
Yeah.
Talented guy. Huh?
I did not realize that at all. He was a great guitarist.
That's cool. Yeah.
That's amazing. You think about it. You learn something, but certainly way too young.
Yeah,
and he will be missed. Paul Allen. And thoughts and prayers with the entire Allen family and certainly with the Blazer family and with the Seattle Seahawks family as well. Taz Moose with you. Baldinger and Bogish come your way next. CBS Sports Radio.
Bogish.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
It is Taz and the Moose with you here on this Tuesday morning. Brian Baldinger will join Taz and myself here momentarily to run around the National Football League as we look forward to that. Bogish in the building once again in the room. What's up, Andrew?
Oh, hey, good boys. Morning. No, I was going to say good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good
morning,
good
Andrew.
Happy birthday.
Good morning. Yes, happy anniversary. Good morning.
Oops, Aaron Rodgers did it again. A touchdown pass to Davante Adams.
See what I did that?
An interception of C.J. Beathard. An illegal conduct or contact penalty against Richard Sherman on third down to extend what became the game-winning drive. It ended with Mason Crosby's 27-yard field goal as time ran out. The Packers sidestepping the Niners on Monday Night Football 33-30. Sherman knows he and the Niners messed up.
I can't have that penalty on 4th and 19 and give him a shot, regardless of however... I might feel about it. I got to find a way to win that play without getting a flag. And they gave him a shot. They gave him a shot to win the game, and that's all he needs.
San Francisco is up 4 at halftime, up 10 early in the fourth, but falls to 1-5. Rodgers finished with 425 yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks.
Tonight was how we need to play moving forward. 16 targets for Davante, I think 9 for Jimmy. That's where we want to be.
Davante Adams, Jimmy Graham, and Marquez Valdez-Scantling had 100-yard games last night. Elsewhere, the Bucs fired defensive coordinator Mike Smith, and Falcons rookie wideout Calvin Ridley diagnosed with only a bone bruise to his knee. He could play Monday night against the Giants. The Dodgers shut out at home in the playoffs for the first time since game one of the 83 NLCS with the Phillies. That's a string of 50 games. They had their chances until the very end last night against the Brewers.
A 1-2. Call strike 3. That's it. And the Brewers shut out the Dodgers 4-0. And the Dodgers leave the bases loaded in the bottom half of the ninth.
It'll be okay, Charlie Steiner, Dodgers Radio. L.A. batters struck out 14 times last night. They went 0 for 10 with runners in scoring position. They left 8 on base, losing 4-0 to fall behind Milwaukee 2-1. Red Sox lefty Chris Sale is out of the hospital for an undisclosed stomach ailment. He'll rejoin his teammates in Houston today, then Boston determines when Sale can pitch again. Nathan Eovaldi starts today against Dallas Keuchel, Game 3, 4:09 Central Time, then Game 4 back in the NL at 6:09 Pacific. Russell Westbrook remains in doubt for tonight's season opener at the Warriors. Westbrook had knee surgery late this summer. As of yesterday, he hadn't been cleared for full contact. Veteran guard Jamal Crawford signs with the Suns, and the Nashville Predators off to a 5-1 start after a 4-2 decision over Minnesota last night. Boys?
All right, thank you, Andrew. Let's hit the guest line right now. Let's talk a little football. Who better to do it than with Brian Baldinger, a 12-year NFL veteran. Hit him up on Twitter. Does a great job breaking down video each and every week throughout the course of the NFL season. Really great stuff, voicing it over, giving you the details of how things go, how plays, and certainly things go down. Baldy, Taz and the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
Hey, my pleasure. Good morning to you guys.
Hey, man, I got to tell you, Moose was just plugging, you know, how your Twitter is. I got to say, I'm pretty active on Twitter. I've never seen anyone really that I can remember with sports do what you do. That's very, very cool of you to go that with your expertise, obviously, and go on Twitter and give that kind of breakdown with some voiceover on it. I think that's very cool.
I appreciate it. I'm in the film room right now here. Got a couple of them, one in L.A. at the NFL Network in my house, and I'm at NFL Films right now. And I just think, you know, the game is really complex, and it's a lot of moving parts on any given play, and sometimes you got to slow it down to really see what happens. The coaches got to do it, the players, and I think the fans, you know, like it, and I think they want to learn more. And I just think if you – I mean, I announce games on Sunday, but it's just you can't really – you know,
it's tough. You don't have the time. You don't have the time, right?
You don't have the time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Brian, let's start with the Rams, you know, the only undefeated team that's left in the National Football League. What makes McVay's offense as special as it is?
Well, I think, you know, their game against Denver this weekend was a prime example. I mean, you know, Todd Gurley runs for 202 yards, and you know, but they gave up 23 points, you know. And so you would take that against the number one offensive football, 23 points. You know, they just didn't allow the ball to go deep and over their head. And they were willing to give up the ground game. And so if you say what makes it so special, it's the balance of what they can do. If you take something away or attempt to take something away, they're going to hurt you another way. And I just think Sean McVay is an elite play caller. I mean, he's got good plays in the playbook, and he can adjust on the fly. And just Denver was a prime example this past weekend. And I just think that right now he has the ability to speak to the star players just as much as he does to the 53 players. I think his voice really registers. He's very, very bright, and he's got a total command. And when he stands in front of the room, he's got everybody's attention.
Hey, so Bald, let me ask you, man, about Mahomes. Pat Mahomes, how do you think defenses will start to scheme against him?
Well, you know, I mean, I think the Patriots did a lot of different things. You know, I mean, you have to give him a lot of different looks, things that he might not have seen, give him a lot of disguises. You know, I saw him against Jacksonville a couple weeks ago, and, you know, Jacksonville got him once or twice, threw it late across the middle of the field. He's going to try to make every throw, and so you have to challenge him. If he's going to get outside the pocket and do one of these throws where it looks like he's falling off the pitcher's mound and, you know, trying to push it 35 yards downfield, I mean, you got to get your hands on some of those footballs.
No, that's a good point. I mean, he can make all the throws. He's a ridiculous athlete. You know, Brian, Taz and I were talking about it last segment, and the Jacksonville Jaguars, where everything went awry on Sunday down in Dallas against the Cowboys. What about this defense? And, you know, man for man, they're as good of a group, defensive line. They've got it, you know, at each and every level of that defense. Why do you think they have not been as dominant this year as many expected them to be?
Well, I think, you know, they went up against a matchup that was tough for them. So, you know, Dallas' offensive line is very good, and so they blocked him up pretty well. Dak is pretty mobile, so, you know, when there was some leakage, he's able to avoid. And, you know, their nickelback is Tyler Patman, who's a good player out of Oklahoma State, but Chad Beasley chewed him up. I mean, they had no answer for Chad Beasley. He had his best game in 3 years. nine catches, two touchdowns. And he was the guy that they went to on third down to extend the drives. That's the – and I'm not picking on Tyler Patman. I mean, you should be able to adjust if one guy is hurting you. And they had a hard time handling Chad Beasley in the game. And they broke down, too, as well. I mean, I saw Tayshaun Gibson and Jalen Ramsey break down. And, you know, they're blowing some coverages. And the week before against Kansas City, Jalen Ramsey struggled a little bit with Tyreek Hill. Just the elite speed. And so as good as they are, they're not invincible.
Yeah, so Bald, let me ask you, man, about the Cowboys. You think their offense turned the corner this Sunday?
Well, I thought it was a good matchup. They played well. I mean, they put up 24 points in the first half. They haven't done that in I don't know how long, probably since Romo was the quarterback. But, the you know, 24 points in the first half, they couldn't. Jacksonville couldn't get him off the field on third down. And so it wasn't just Ezekiel Elliott. You know, I mean, Dak made a lot of plays in that game. He's got to play at that level. The offensive line, I would say the rookie Connor Williams, now six games into the season, is starting to not look like a rookie anymore. He's starting to fit in. And they really needed the left guard since they lost the center. They really needed the left guard to step up. He played real well inside against Malik Jackson and Calais Campbell on Sunday.
Yeah, he really did. And he started to answer all the, you know, some of the detractors, certainly when you look at Dak Prescott for the Cowboys. A lot of people believe he can, you know, be the pure pocket passer, and he's not that kind of a quarterback, but I thought he played one of his best games I've seen in quite some time Sunday with Prescott.
Well, I would agree with that. You know, he only had to throw 27 times, so, you know, he ran the ball 11 times. So a big part of you know, the overall success was his ability to run the ball. He ran for almost 100 yards. He ran on that, you know, had a 28-yard run, had a touchdown run. You know, he didn't throw for a lot of yards, but maybe that's not who they want to be. I mean, I think getting him involved in the run game really kind of opened things up. Ezekiel Elliott, you know, was really strong on Sunday. But I just think the fact that you don't put it all on him to try to win it on every down throwing the football is something I don't think anybody's surprised by. I mean, I think most young quarterbacks have more success when they don't have to throw it every down. If you look right now in this league, I don't know if there's a quarterback that has thrown it 50 times in a game that has won a game. I don't care what the name on the back of the jersey is. If you're throwing it every down the way some of these guys want to, you're not going to have success.
So, hey, let's head to the Giants, man. You know, Saquon Barkley, right? This kid's amazing. I mean, we all could agree on that, I would assume. If he had an offensive line, it'd be even more. I mean, just break him down, Baldy. Break down Barkley. Like, what makes him so special, his explosiveness, his toughness? What is it for you that makes him just this kid who's going to have probably an amazing career in the NFL as a ball carrier?
Well, he's very determined, first of all. He has incredible athletic ability. He can get out of a lot of jams. He can stop and start about as quick as anybody, especially at that size. You don't typically see guys that big that can stop and start like that. You know, and so he has that. And then, you know, you can line him up at receiver. He's a very good receiver. He catches the ball very well. And, you know, I would like to see, look, the Giants are broken right now. I mean, if you want to take a page out of the Patriot book, line up in I formation and just go work on knocking people off the football and get him going. I think everything else would open up in New York if you just concentrated on getting him going right now, the way the Cowboys get Ezekiel Elliott going, you know, the way that New England's getting their running back, you know, going right now. I just think they got to almost go back to the very basics of football in order to turn that offense around. And Saquon's more than capable of doing that. Sony Michel's doing it in New England. Ezekiel does it in Dallas. I mean, I think that's what the Giants have to do right now.
You know, Brian, with Eli, a lot of criticism in New York toward Eli Manning. When you see him, do you look at quarterback that's got a lot of game left?
Well, he went down to Houston, you know, one game that they won this year against a really good defense, and he missed four throws the whole day. He was awesome that day. But he is missing throws right now. I don't know that he can consistently do what he did in Houston. And they're asking him to do that behind a leaky offensive line where he's taken a lot of hits already. And, you know, he's playing third and fourth string tight ends that I'm not sure that he trusts completely. And so right now, you can't allow Eli to try and win these games when you're 3rd and 20 and you're 3rd and 15. Like, they got to stop the mistakes. Right now they're 2 for 24 on 3rd downs of 10 or more. You know, I mean, he's not that quarterback the way we saw Aaron Rodgers last night try to overcome those deficits.
Well, it is remarkable. And Taz and I were talking about it earlier. I mean, what Rodgers is able to do with on one healthy knee, Brian, it's just remarkable to watch. It really is.
Well, he's been gimpy, you know, I mean, since that first half in Chicago, the opening game of the season, he's been gimpy every single week since. He doesn't make any excuses about it. You know, they went the length of the field last night, 1:07 to go kick the winning field goal. He made one great throw after another to some guys, you know, some people have never heard of, Equanimeous St. Brown, whoever it might have been. He's doing it with, you know, out two of his top three receivers. That's what he has to do right now, because they're not a very good football team right now. Defensively, they're a mess. And so they're having to rely on his magic at the end of these games, have a chance to win these games.
We're talking to Brian Baldinger, Taz and Moose with you here on this Tuesday morning on CBS Sports Radio. Brian, we've chatted a lot about it with Texans fans, Houston fans down there. Their red zone offense, you do a great job breaking down film. Why can't Houston be more efficient in the red zone?
Well, I don't know if it's just the red zone. I mean, they're just not a good offense, period. The offensive line looks like a lot of backups up there playing. And so Deshaun Watson never gets comfortable. And I think they just thought, because of the six-game stretch that he had last year, he threw 19 touchdown passes, that they would be the same offense. And he could make up for the lack of cohesion up front. Well, he can't. And so they're not a very good football team on offense anywhere on the field. I don't care if it's third downs, if it's red zone, if it's coming out of, you know, it's the end of the first half. They just haven't been a good offense throughout the season yet.
Hey, so Baldy, what about, you know, the scuttlebutt, as you know, we all hear it. It's getting to the point where it's, like, annoying about Lev Bell, right? When, you know, he's coming back, he's not coming back, maybe next week, maybe not, whatever it is. Look, obviously the guy is, I would assume strongly, he's training and he's running and he's lifting and he's taking care of his body and he's probably, you know, everything. But it's different than football shape, right? It's different than going out there and getting dinged up and getting nailed and getting hit while you're running the rock. I mean, maybe talk about that a little bit. I mean, once he's back, you know, we know how great he is, but how much time you think it'll take? I mean, you think we're going to see him be explosive like crazy the first game he's back, or it's going to take some time?
Well, it's going to take time, but I don't, you know, why would you take James Conner out of the backfield right now?
I don't know.
I mean,
I agree.
If you just go straight off stats, for whatever you want to say about him, he averages more yards per carry than Lev Bell did last year. He's got 7 touchdowns, the most that Lev Bell ever had in a season was 9. He's averaging over 11 yards a catch right now. Lev Bell averaged 7.8 yards a catch. Right. I mean, every statistic right now, James Conner was better than what we saw Le'Veon Bell last year do. So, I mean, if you're Pittsburgh, why would you, and they're 1-2 in a row right now, why would you take James Conner out of that backfield? I mean, I know.
And the kid's a nightmare to boot. He's a nightmare, too. Just like off the field, you know, it's a headache. Everything, it's a constant thing with him, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, look, he's an elite player. I mean, he's been banged up in playoff games when they needed him most. I mean, right now, James Conner is giving you everything he's got. He's a great teammate. I think you're looking at passing the torch right now. I think that's one of the reasons why Pittsburgh was, they were reluctant to give him a big fat contract. They feel like they've got his replacement already in uniform.
The four rookie quarterbacks that we've seen, and we've seen Lamar Jackson in some packages for the Baltimore Ravens, Brian, but Rosen with the Cardinals, Mayfield with the Browns, Allen with the Bills, and Darnold with the Jets. Who's impressed you the most from what you've seen early on in their career?
Well, I think both Baker and Sam have both really impressed me. You know, Sam has won 2 games in a row right now. He had his best game last weekend, and he looked really good throwing the football and making decisions. But Baker has done that since preseason for me. I think Josh Allen can be a good player. He's got a terrible team around him right now. I shouldn't say team. The defense has played really hard. They had a real good chance to win that game last weekend. But, you know, he's got a really below-average offensive line that he's working with since preseason, so he got hurt last week. And Josh Rosen has got an offensive line that needs a lot of work around him. And so he looks like a rookie quarterback to me right now.
Final one for you, Baldy, and you've done a great job. We appreciate the time. We get a lot of calls from NFL fans. Some love it, some don't. What's your take on where the game is right now? Certainly protecting players and safety long-term. how offensive it is. Very, very difficult to be a defender, especially in the defensive backfield. What about with what they where the game is at today's day and age? You love it?
Well, I think a lot of people like 43-40 on Sunday night. There wasn't any defense being played. I mean, you're asking any cornerback in this league to play with both hands tied behind their back. I mean, it's just I think there should be some back and forth between receivers and quarterbacks. I think as far as protecting quarterbacks, look, I'm all for the safety of the game and improving the safety of the game. I want 10-year-old kids to play it. I want their mothers to feel like the game is safer. I see great efforts by players right now to take the head out of the game. That's encouraging. But I think protecting quarterbacks, I don't think we need a lot of language and rules and laws. I mean, just use your common sense. You got the referee and the umpire both straddling the quarterback back there on every single play. Just use your common sense right now if a quarterback is really being roughed up. I think if we just use that, I think we'll be fine.
Brian Baldinger, you can check him out online. NFL Network does a great job each and every week. Hey, Brian, we appreciate the time this morning. We really do.
Thanks, Baldy.
Okay, my pleasure, guys. Take care.
All right, man. Be good.
Interesting, and great comment there, saying you're asking cornerbacks in the NFL to play the game with two hands tied behind their back. Difficult to defend.
He's right, though. I mean, it's true. I mean, back to the first thing we brought up. His Twitter is very impressive what he does.
Oh, it's great.
I mean, that's...
Should give him a follow. He's great breaking down game film. He teaches you the game. If you want to learn something about the NFL week in and week out, he'll teach you a little something. He'll pick up things here and there.
I do that with wrestling, but I don't do it on Twitter. You got to download the Taz Show. You download the podcasts. Well, I'm a businessman. You know what I'm saying?
I got you. So. I understand. I get it. And three times a week, the Taz Show drops. Radio.com, yeah. Apple Podcast.
Thank you for the plug.
I'll finish off the plug for you.
You plug my show better than I plug my show.
Well, you put it up on the T and then you raise an eyebrow for me to take it. Like a handoff.
You're like, boom!
I'm like, all right, I'll finish off the...
Here you go, Moose. Come on, help a brother out.
I'm joking.
I got to get you on there as a guest.
Yes, Taz, you've been saying that for months.
Trying to figure out how to get you on because
I know I'm very I'm very difficult to find.
Actually, I have a guest on later on today. So,
oh, who do you have on today?
Mike Johnson. You know Mike from PW Insider. He comes on like every Tuesday. Yeah,
got an email the other day.
Uh-oh.
No, I'll tell you off the air.
I'll tell you off the air. All right.
I was a subscriber to Mike Johnson,
and they canceled your account.
Yes,
they canceled your account.
Yes.
I guess we're not talking off the air about it. Wait a minute. They canceled your account. Did your account expire? Not expire.
I got an email from...
You had a complimentary...
It wasn't from... Yeah, it wasn't from Mike Johnson.
It was from the company.
Yeah, from the company saying...
PW Insider.
Yes. Your account has been canceled. I said, okay, great.
Thank you. You know why? You probably had never been on it.
I had been. I hadn't been on in a while, but I had logged on to it.
Well, I will put Mike on the spot. He don't own the company. A guy named Dave Shearer does. Yes. And I'll ask him.
I think that's who was in the thing.
Get out of here.
I don't think he sent the email personally. It was like a form email.
You work with Taz?
Right.
You're done.
No, I did say that. It was a form email, but it basically said your account has been canceled.
Mikey B, how about your? Do you have an elite account? You do, right?
Well, I'm on every day, so it hasn't been deleted.
Pete, did we ever get you an elite account?
We did not. The inside with all wrestling.
Maybe XDA to do it for you. I'll...
Can you see if you can rectify that with Mike?
You missed that shot on Pete. Got him good.
I missed that.
Everybody missed it. We had two conversations going at once, but Pete's pissed. Look at his face. Look how mad he is.
Can you rectify it with Mike?
Oh, what was that he just did?
Please. Yeah. He's talking about getting a break. Taz Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Just had an outburst.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Go ahead, Moose. Go ahead, buddy.
No, what are you upset about?
I'm just... Mike.
Venting.
There's a lot of issues. Yeah. I'm angry.
Great.
He's attacking a member of the Wheel of a Nation in the control room, Mike, and it's not nice. Because of
the Kingsman?
No, you have to be protected. You. And that's not your fault, Moose. I don't know. We have to have a post-production meeting about this.
See you at 9.
Okay. Yesterday we saw you at 9. Yeah, go ahead, wise guy. Go ahead.
That was actually 2 minutes before
8:57.
9:57. Sorry for the inconvenience.
Yeah, Mike, keep it up, buddy. Keep it up, Mike.
No.
Keep it up.
Listen, let's make sure we get those reads done before we leave. And I got to head to Long Island right after the show.
Oh, don't worry. He'll make sure you're ready to go.
We'll have him in the next segment for you.
Yeah, see?
Taz has the next 5 minutes. Let's go take it.
Thanks, Mark.
Appreciate that.
So the NBA is back tonight. You've got a doubleheader. It's not LeBron, amazingly enough. But you do have an interesting doubleheader when you take a look at it. 76ers, Celtics up in B-Town at TD Garden. And then the late game is going to be Thunder and Warriors. So the two favorites in the East and the West going into the NBA season. Open up the NBA year, Taz. Oklahoma City going into Golden State, Philadelphia going into Boston. As the NBA is back, baby, and it's good to have it back, and it's a great time of year, right? Fall is in the air. You got college football in full flight. We're now 6 weeks into the NFL regular season. You know, hockey is underway, obviously. Now you get the NBA. Right around the corner will be college basketball. I mean, even though, you know, it is the fall going into winter, right, and it's cold, dark months, we'll be falling back soon enough. You know, first weekend in the month of November, and not warm summer days here in the Northeast. But still, it's a great time of year
really
if you're a sports
is.
Fan.
It really is. And it is cool the NBA's back. It does seem like it just left, but I mean, I just need to absorb more football before I jump into full throttle for me personally with NBA. But I'm ready. I mean, I'm ready, and it's great. I mean, there's no doubt. I'm you know, on this show, I've become a savant last year thanks to Mikey B.
Well, yeah, I mean, Mikey is a huge NBA
fan.
Huge yeah. NBA he fan. He really is.
He should have a podcast.
He lives it, eats it, breathes it. He should. We discussed that last year.
I know.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, with my wife.
I've never listened to it. What's the name of it?
Marriage and Basketball. We talk about the NBA, and then we also get into life stuff and marriage and things that happen.
Well, maybe one day I'll have you on the Taz show if you want to come on and promote.
Stop.
I'd love to join your podcast. I'd go in studio.
Yeah, we could do that.
I will make one prediction on the NBA this year. That I and Golden State's the favorite out west, as we all know.
He really didn't plug his podcast, but okay, go ahead.
No, marriage and basketball.
Marriage and basketball, yeah.
You can download it at radio.com?
No, Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts?
I don't get radio.com.
No, it's not on radio.com. Apple Podcasts?
It's not at my level or your level, Moose, please.
I will edit. I will subscribe right now.
No, you won't.
I will.
And you'll just
give us a 5-star rating.
Oh, I'm going to give you a rating, right? Mind up. It's going to be a star, maybe not 5. That's all I'm going to say.
Marriage.
And hoops.
Basketball.
You should have talked to me about the name. I would have given you a better name, bro.
Probably.
That's a very trite name.
Marriage and Basketball. Mike Biseglia. Sorry, just a microphone.
Oh, so let me see. Show.
Well, low budget Jones.
Oh, yeah, brother. I'll help you out on that.
I just subscribed.
I just created it for free.
Low budget Jones.
Very nice.
I think at the art department to help us.
I will make one prediction for the upcoming NBA season. Put the teams aside. LeBron James will be the MVP of the league.
Listen, my friend, I agree.
LeBron James, mark it down, first year in Los Angeles.
This is all we're going to talk about. All of us.
It's going to dominate the talk, dominate the conversation. Now he's got to stay healthy. And he played 82 games last year. He wanted to for the first time for the Cleveland Cavaliers. I wholeheartedly believe it's not going to be Kevin Durant. It's not going to be James Harden.
Well, no one's beating Golden State, but it's going to be all the talk is going to be about LeBron.
All the talk is going to be about LeBron. And say they end up being the 3 seed out west, for argument's sake. Say they, or even the 5 seed, but they're a playoff team for the Lakers, Taz. He is going to be the MVP of the league.
Mm, yeah,
I would bet anything on that.
There's no doubt about it.
He's going to be the MVP of the league.
There's no doubt about it. And he should be. He's the face of the league. He's great. And Golden State's still going to crush everybody.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Done. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, too? Get it all right now at geico.com. Third hour comes your way next. We kick it off with the 3. Taz, Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.